All right, welcome to the Three Easy Pieces podcast. How are you guys doing tonight?
Just like Jack Nicholson, I'm still doing coke.
That's
a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's a conversation we had earlier. Anyway, how are you doing there, Creepy Roger?
I'm good.
All right. Well, as usual, we brought three topics that we want to talk about tonight. I would like to start tonight with talking about how I lost my cell phone in some water.
Oh,
dude, it was such an awesome hand-me-down phone. And like how my life was like crazily interrupted for like those 3 days.
The Edison Museum is going to be, I messed that one. The Alexander Graham Bell Museum is going to be really upset that you lost that artifact, Matt.
Yeah.
Damn it, I screwed that one up.
You shouldn't have finished it. That's cool, though. That's cool.
The Steve Jobs Museum is going to be.
Yeah, well, yeah, let me tell you, man.
It was an old one.
Not that anybody's surprised. I'm sure I'm talking about a topic that everybody's had some kind of situation where their phone's broken, cracked, done something, were fucked up. But
like girls, when they go to the iPhone store, they just break it for them, right? They just like, oh, girl, this is for a girl, and they just break it, right, and hand it to them? Because every girl I've seen has a
broken.
Just going to
head it off at the pass right now. I'm like, hey, you know what? There we go. We'll just fix it right now.
But like, man, I had no idea. Like, I mean, like, there was so much information in my fucking phone that I have just lost.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's like, did you have insurance? No. I didn't have insurance. What about your plan? Could you get a new one? No, motherfucker. I got to pay for a new phone out of my pocket. My bad. I understand that.
This is the same conversation that like unwed mothers have about condoms.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, you should have used protection. Fuck you. I know.
But I mean, like,
they have this thing called the pill.
I know.
But I mean, like, my question.
You know, they even have shots they can give you, and you stay like infertile. I know.
You don't have to remember to take your pill.
I know.
Okay.
It made me fat.
Like,
okay.
I hate you. Oh, anyway, what my point is, like, do any of you? I mean, my wife, of course, was like, "Well, she should have." You should have wrote all those numbers down, show in case,
no.
You know. But I mean, like, think about it. Let's just say, you know, EMP or whatever, the electromagnetic pulse, computers fry out.
It's actually electromagnetic pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what the fuck are we going to do? Now, granted, the phones will be down, but you'll know people's addresses.
You know what,
and email,
man?
You know, I mean.
If the shit hits the fan to that degree, it's my fucking phone book is going to be the last of my worries.
You're not going to be worrying about that, yeah.
Yeah, no.
But it's still crazy because luckily, at one point in my life, didn't have a cell phone because I grew up before cell phones were a thing. So, but I found myself like calling people and like having to wait by the phone again, like I did when I was fucking like 13. Like, oh man, and they got to call back in the next 3 minutes.
Was it like a rotary phone that you did this?
Yeah,
way?
Pretty much, dude. It felt like it, but man, like I would have to leave messages, and I thought if I leave a message, they'll listen to it and then they'll call back. Not the case.
Okay,
you have to leave several messages before your friends.
Not to take steam from you. Sidebar here, real quick.
Yeah.
You know that some assholes still use rotary phones, and like you ever hear like a phone call, you ever like call like a call center, and it's like, if you have a rotary phone, please dial or please stay on the line, and someone will be. And it's just like, what assholes are you still using a fucking rotary phone? What grandma is fucking still using a rotary
phone?
Dude,
it's some hipster type who, you know, has a very well groomed beard. And
no,
because
this was around this continued through the like 90s, 2000s, and that shouldn't have existed.
Oh yeah, no, but I'm saying like the Venn diagram that is like old people who have rotary phones slowly has melded into the like I have a rotary phone as like a lifestyle statement, you know.
Mm. I would have to kind of agree with you because I mean, dude, I see old people all day knowing how to use their fucking phone more than I
no,
do.
It's like it's like the third wave. That's what Facebook has become. It's like the third wave of people discovering, you know, interconnectivity via online, and it's what Facebook has become. It's, you know, the low tech. It's AOL now.
Yeah,
and also, you know, coming to think about it, you know. When that fucking Cube GameCube came out, you saw more old people playing those stupid ass bowling
games.
Oh,
like the Wii?
Yeah, the Wii. That stupid, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my boss has a Wii, and he's actually more tech savvy than most people his age, but he definitely has a Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And like that always killed me. It's just like, so now old people don't have to face the elements. They can just do everything they want and shine.
No. I mean, it was also a paradigm shift in game control and game design. I mean, games became a little bit more
intuitive.
Yeah, intuitive, and you interacted directly with them. I mean, the Wii was really fantastic. I mean, the downside to the Wii was that they invested a lot in their new control schemes and the technology there, but they kept the same generation of you know, guts in them. So, I mean, they were essentially the GameCube. And so they were GameCube-level graphics when, like, the fucking PS3 and the Xbox 360 came out.
It's oh,
like,
yeah, so they were saving tons of money on fucking hardware.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that...
But yeah, but you're losing in sales.
Yeah, but in their defense...
No, but there was that console blew up.
Yeah, but in their defense, they were using an ATI chipset, which is way more reliable than the NVIDIA at the time. AMD now, right?
The
chipset for the graphics? Wii is an ATI, right?
Because
the big problem with Xbox is they were using NVIDIA chipsets,
right.
Which are faster, typically, and cheaper.
Right.
But they tend to overheat because... of the inherent, you know, they're fucking packing a bunch of fucking transistors into a small package.
Well, anything. And I think that the main problem with the Xbox is that the heating wasn't managed well in general. And then, like, the every one of them that red ringed to death was pretty much because the
thermal paste had dried out.
Exactly. And it then you'd separated from
they weren't using the proper doping that was required. They were buying, like, thermal paste from, like, China and stuff like that. And they weren't just getting the chemical balance down. They do that same thing with electrolytical caps, where they, and, you know, electrolytical cap allows electricity to go in one direction.
That's a capacitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of this is totally making sense.
Oh, so never mind.
No, I'm actually very in the know about what
I wrote my thesis on inductance and capacitors.
That's awesome.
No.
No, yeah. Man, it's totally fascinating.
No.
So back to the phones. I put all of my eggs in that basket a long time ago. All my shit is in the cloud. I have some stuff locally backed up, but, I mean, if it goes down, then, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be like, peace out.
Yeah, crazy that, I mean, you not only have to have a cell phone, everybody was like, well, you have everything backed up to cloud. That means I have to have a computer. That means
you don't have to have a computer.
You have to have somebody's computer.
No, you can just turn on the cloud shit on your phone and it backs it all up.
I know, but what are you going to check all your stuff on at all? You know, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I just do my stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just go on my laptop or whatever, and then I can check my phone stuff from there. And it's just like, I don't got one. Okay.
Phones.
Yeah, phones suck. I love it to death.
Well,
I'm angry at myself for actually, because I used to pride myself on having the shittiest phone,
right,
and not caring about like this or that. And now I'm so you almost have to be like, the way I got this, my latest job is one of the only ways you can get it is you have to have an email.
Yeah.
You cannot
go
the old fashioned way, like, hey, my name's Matt here. You want me.
I know one way to get a job, and that's beating shoe leather.
You gotta walk down the job. You gotta go in, you gotta put your face in there and say, hey,
hi, my
name
is Matthew Fredrickson. Bartholomew Fredrickson.
Press the flesh. Shake a hand.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things where it's just like, no, like you have to have this stuff. I mean, and if I didn't have, like, you know, the grace of my friends plus my fucking phone, I would be asked out of a job. You know what I mean? And that's the way things are slowly going. As a matter of fact, even, you know, even more lame to me is, like, I can't go and pick up my check. I have to have direct deposit.
The only job I've ever gone in and directly interviewed for to start, like, went and applied to get the job was the military. Because you couldn't apply to be into the military online. That's the only job I've ever had where I aside from the ones when I worked for my dad doing construction, but that was more like...
He made you interview?
No.
He was like, I don't know about you, bro. You're the slow one.
Son, I'm glad you came in today. Please sit down on the other side of the table.
We got some other applicants that are much better than you.
You know,
so.
In fact, I think we're going to do a group interview for this. Yeah, hey, bring in the other guy right now.
Oh,
we're just
hello!
All right.
Hey, I'm so slow, Steve.
That is a dead-on impression of my brother, though. No, I'm just kidding.
Guy. We both know he's not kidding, right? I mean, that seems like there's a source of pain there. That's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I have one that I dislike heavily, too.
So. I thought it could have gone two ways. I thought he either hates his brother or his brother has, like, some kind of ear problem and doesn't quite hear himself so well, and so he talks funny.
I don't know. Yep. That will always be the mystery.
No, I'm actually the black sheep of the family. I'm the only one that didn't finish college.
That is such a surprise to me. Like, right now, like, I am... Overwhelmed with surprise?
Oh, no.
I'm not whelmed. I'm over.
Yeah, Matt, you all your friends are a collection of black sheep. So. Yeah. Matt is like the good shepherd of black sheep. Shepherd.
You have no, dude.
That is why he wears black.
I had a friend like, you know, like, dude, can you believe low so-and-so did this and this? And I was like, you know, I learned a long time ago. I can't judge. Otherwise, I wouldn't have any friends. And they looked at me for a second. They were like, you're right. You are so right. And, I was kind of like, hey, wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
I feel like we're going to cut to like 100 years in the future and there will be like a temple like to Matt.
I doubt that. Oh.
And it'll be like Matt is like the patron saint of all black sheep, you know.
I'll get like a bench. Yeah. I guess they'll just make me like a bench like, hey, you know, while you're waiting to catch the bus, here's a memorial to Matt.
Matt, you know, they like in church, like God is good. God is great. He's like, Matt is okay. Matt is meh.
Like, yeah, no shit. There you go. Now that makes sense.
He's okay. Matt is meh.
Meh.
But we're all meh in the eyes of Matt.
Do you take this Faderade as the blood of your savior?
Since you are offering it to me, I'm not going to refuse.
No, but it's like the Catholics, they got the...
No, but that's the response. I'm not going to turn it down.
Drink of this because I do all the time, and it makes me feel better about everything.
And
this is his blood. He was wasted all the time.
Stand, kneel, smoke break.
Smoke break.
Pretty much. Gotta fit that smoke break in. And yeah. You know what?
Matt's religion would be the only religion with smoke breaks.
Like, everybody's talk about some shit.
Everybody's
some
out in the church parking lot smoking, just like.
I don't know. I mean.
I'm in.
You know, it's been said that priests like to puff on little Peters, so.
You, where have you been? What?
So Matt lost his cell phone. All
right, what the hell you? What the hell did you bring for three easy pieces today? You're piece number two.
Me?
Whatever. It was piece number two.
I wasn't actually looking at you when you said that.
I know. I was. Which?
I can go second if you like.
Please do.
You're number two.
Okay.
That means your poop.
Okay, so mine is LEDs. And I'm an electronics technician by trade, so I was
by trade.
By trade, that's
by
like
by trade.
Well,
that means he has two trades.
No, no, but
no.
Oh, I got it by trade.
You're the only one that can do puns. Come on.
Okay.
Does that mean he's AC/DC?
I see what you did there. So. Well, every year when I file my tax my tax return, they ask me what I do. I just tell them I'm an electronics technician. Because if I tell them I'm a metrologist, they ask me if I do the weather. So,
well, you see, it's funny because I always have to put a sex offender because I just figure it's best to get that.
You
out
make
there,
money
right?
off of that.
Does your like accountant kind of he's surprised by it?
Listen,
like,
Matt, we need more child molesting. Damn it, ma. Yeah, he talks like a 1920s.
Are we going to itemize all the child molesting this year?
He's wearing a green visor and has an armband.
Pretty much. He's like, uses like the old crank.
Yeah,
like,
the
adding
machine. Charles Babbage sure makes a great adding machine.
I don't know how I'm going to file electronically on this motherfucker.
I don't know how. I do basic arithmetic without this. It's just like a slide ruler. Rule.
I use an abacus, thank you.
I don't use abacuses. Those are ching-chongy things.
You can abacus my ass. Dude, what did I do there?
I like that.
Okay.
Okay, so
what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, what I'd like to talk about is LEDs. So I was an early adopter of these. And, like, the bulbs were kind of weird in the beginning. They were kind of bluish.
Yeah, they didn't quite get the color temperature
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and that was exactly what it was just they didn't have full spectrum. And the reason why was because the elements required... And I don't know this specifically off the top of my head, are rare earth elements. Because
is it unobtainium?
No, but it basically...
That's almost unobtainable.
It basically is. I think tritium is one of them. I'm probably saying that wrong.
It isn't one of those things.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's definitely something
It's like the part of the periodic table that's not attached to the main part?
I was watching
it's a
movie.
Thing, man.
I was watching
it's
a movie pre Avatar that used unobtainium as like a
it was probably like a Roger Corman film.
No, it was The Core. It was that movie where they.
No, I just rewatched that.
I just rewatched it yesterday.
The Core?
It's so bad.
That movie is just ludicrous.
Dude, you want to hear about a movie that's so bad? Hold on, dude. I watched Van Helsing the other day, and I was like, good, go.
But it's bad, good. No, but it's not like they're trying to like pass off science or fake science, pseudoscience.
Right, exactly. See, that's a different suspension of disbelief.
I would like to get Bill Nye, fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson, and that Michio Kaku guy together and then do like a riff tracks. On that movie,
they would
that,
that
would be
up.
That would yeah. Get the riff tracks guys and then get those three and just have them tear that fucking thing apart. Just like fuck you.
What does this have to do with LEDs?
Okay, well, oh no, tangent.
That's fine.
It's cool.
So
we're all about the tangents here, Roger.
Well, the big.
I can't do tangents on this adding machine.
Not on this adding machine.
It's gonna fucking break this thing.
Those are those.
Yet again, another tangent.
They're really good around Christmas time. You know, you get them in your stocking.
What, the LEDs?
I love tangents in
my
stocking.
No, those are tangerines. Never mind.
I thought you meant LEDs because I'm slow. Yeah. Anyway, you were saying.
So, I was an early adopter of them, and the big barrier that was the cost originally. They were like $20, $30, $50 for some of the brighter ones. I mean, a 40, even like 2 years ago, a 40-watt equivalent was still $20. And they hit what was called the $10 barrier. Mm-hmm. That was the big thing.
So explain the $10 barrier.
About 3 years ago.
It's a wall of $10 bills?
Well, basically they got a 40-watt LED under $10 3 years ago. That was the big thing. And they did it before Christmas time because that's the thing. You got to do it before Christmas time. So 3 years ago they got the LED light bulb that is equivalent to 40 watts of incandescent power, which is roughly 1,000 lumens, give or take. It can be 1,100, 1,200-ish, depending on your definition of what a 40 watt light bulb is.
Loom.
Yeah. So they got it down, but what we were talking about earlier is they didn't have the temperature right, which is, you know, the section of the bandwidth that bulb emits.
Yeah. No, it's the thing that when I installed them in my kitchen, it immediately looked like one half of my kitchen, which had the LED bulbs, was the evil half of the kitchen. And the other half of the kitchen was the good half, because the good half had the nice warm colors and made you feel safe and at home, and the cold half made you feel like you were empty and dead inside.
I like that empty and dead feeling.
You can have those bulbs.
Yes.
That's essentially what that means, though, too, is because humans like the redder colors.
Yeah.
And I don't know. For some reason, I might not be human. I actually prefer the blue.
No, I prefer the blue. That yellow fucking kills me. I hate yellow.
Well,
I looking
that,
down
that green.
City.
You talking about the green or the green color that you get from the fluorescent bulbs? That's just.
Well, yeah, okay. So
like the LED color,
quick
the
brief,
bluish color. Like, it's like moonlight. It's awesome.
Quick brief history about LEDs. 60 years ago, a Russian scientist discovered that a certain type of diode that was doped with a certain type of mineral that or element that evades me right now emitted a small amount of light. So this was like a nothing at one point. And then somewhere in the 60s, they just decided that it became economical to produce these things because versus the cost of an incandescent bulb or small neon bulb or whatever type of, you know, traditional light, it was cheaper to make the LEDs. So LEDs at that point were, you know, expensive, but still they would last longer than, you know, because they'll last 100,000 hours, 20,000 hours, depending on the type and the amount of current that they consume. I won't bore you guys with the semantics of that, but
no, but basically, like you know, layman terms, though, an LED also saves like energy because it's not making light from heat, it's making light from some other process.
Well,
right?
I'm gonna get to that, so
okay, I'm sorry, I'm reading ahead,
okay, so. Okay, think about when you were a kid, all the different electronics you had, they always had a red light, right?
Yeah.
Always a red light.
Oh, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
And then
the little baseball game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then everything exploded into different colors, like blues and greens. It's because we figured out how to make the colors. Mm-hmm. So that was
something. I thought they just put a red colored plastic
no.
thing over the
light. Well, they do, but that helps as a filter. Like, you know, you lights in theater. It helps as a filter, but it's still primarily producing that spectrum of the light. Somewhere in the 80s, someone figured out how to do a wide spectrum, and that was just through doping of the elements in the silicon. So, you know, it's basically a semiconductor. They have silicon, which is, you know, a non-conductor, and then they put a small amount of a conductor, and there's some sort of metal that makes it a conductor. So it's a semiconductor. It's somewhere in between a non-conductor and conductor. So,
which is important because it what controls the flow of the electrons through it, right?
Yeah. So it and as a byproduct, it creates light. Mm-hmm. So by changing the elements that are in there, they're able to make different colored lights, and then by combining them, they can make all the different colors of lights. And someone figured that out in the 80s, but it still wasn't cost effective.
Was it Max Headroom?
I remember Max.
This in between his time hawking Pepsi and, you know.
That fucking asshole.
Dude, Pepsi. Whatever. He had a television show.
I love that guy, Matt Frewer. I love Matt Frewer.
Dude, I love
him. That wasn't Matt Frewer.
That was Matt Frewer. Yeah.
Yes, it was, dude.
Sorry, I was built hot.
No, he was awesome.
Really? Then,
dude, he even had, remember the television show? Mm-hmm. He always played, what was, he even had, dude, what?
What else was he in? Hold on real quick. For
Matt Frewer?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in...
he was Moloch in the Watchmen adaptation.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He was...
he was in that... Dude, the stupid show that I used to love, Eureka. He was the Australian. He was the Australian, which I always hated. It was like, what? Why? Why just? Why are you making him Australian just so he has a different accent? And he's like, hey, what's up, da-da-da? And you just like throw in some weird shit. It was just like...
Fab Dinkum. Fab Dinkum.
Oh, that's Australian. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. I've had when I was in the Navy, there was an Australian on our ship for some reason. Uh-huh. He was just like,
did you burn him?
I think it's actually naval law that you have to have at least one Australian.
Well, no, there's this program called PAPS, and it's just a personnel exchange program.
Oh, that's where they shove something up your vagina, right? And take
that's
a
PAP smear.
How did the Australians get there?
Well, we're friends with the Australians, the Germans. There was a German on our ship. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny, though, about the Australian Navy is they love wearing shorts. That's what I've that's the only thing I
are
learned.
They those weird high shorts that go way above the knee.
And it's just like, why aren't your balls hanging out, dude?
I love those shorts. But didn't like I mean
dude,
okay,
seriously, why aren't your
not
balls
to
hanging
like
out?
Not to tangent a tangent, but like to just dovetail off the Australians and their love of tight shorts, wasn't there like a thing that just came out recently that it was revealed that like in the recent history, like going back to the 1950s, it was regular in the Australian army for them to like sexually abuse each other as like part of some kind of ritual?
Well, in any military.
That's great.
In any military, it's normal to sexually abuse people. That's why we didn't want to let women in for so long.
No, but I mean, like, it's not like the grab ass. It's like, you know, when they talk about sexual abuse, like, you know, in capital letters. Like, it's
like they would rape another guy.
Yeah,
I
crossed the equator 5 times, and whenever you cross the equator in the Navy, you have a ceremony called crossing the line, and you do cross the line. I'm almost certain that's where that expression comes from. Yeah, you do some horrible things to people.
I thought that was you just sort of like did like a party. And it was like a
A party, but you're allowed to haze the shit out of people, like beat them with rubber hoses, like pour hot sauce down their ass crack, and
General grab.
I would lock myself in a fucking room and just be like, all right.
Oh, you're allowed to not participate, but then you become a pariah. You become a Mariah Carey.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
she's the best. She loves LEDs.
But back
Which
to
is
LED.
What we're talking about.
But back to LEDs. So the barrier was broken about 3 years ago. They produced a 40-watt under $9. Recently, I went down there, and they have 60-watts, three for $10.
No, they're dirt cheap now.
They look just like Home Depot,
which is, you know.
I almost suspect they're just shoving, like, incandescent lights in there and calling them LEDs. I keep touching
it. Yeah, we call that pulling a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Now, anyway.
Did you hear about that, Matt? They have what's called the cafe. They have what's called the cafe testing, which is to test the emissions of an engine.
Smog test.
Yeah, and so they make sure that it meets these requirements, and they're allowed to sell so many of that vehicle versus vehicles that are more polluters. And so they have to produce so many four cylinder engines that produce so much smog and
emissions have to be a certain level. Well, the funny thing was that they'd set up these chips in these cars. Yeah. So that they could tell when they put them on the dynamo, which the front wheels would turn, but the back wheels wouldn't.
Yeah.
And it would change the way the
engine
would run.
It would cheat the test, perform so that it beat their test. And then when you drove it normally, it would just fucking pollute.
God damn. I love America.
Well, those are the Germans.
Germany.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
but it's since come to be known that like a bunch of other car companies are doing it.
Oh, come on, dude.
You know?
Man, if you can get a leg up,
it's like tax laws, man.
Be.
It's like tax laws. They're going to be like, dude.
It's like challenge accepted.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just realistic. Until we like make an electric vehicle that is viable, and like we come up with a system that can do it, or we switch over to fucking ethanol like Brazil did.
Right.
Well, it's you see, that's what I love. It's inevitability. They're just basically trying to squeeze every last drop they can get out of it. I mean,
oh yeah. They don't want to change. It's like somebody who doesn't want to upgrade their phone until they absolutely have to.
I had a regular phone.
No, but like before.
Oh.
Like the last iteration
Fuck
of the phone.
Fuck you.
How long before you got a smartphone?
Doesn't matter.
It does.
Okay, it was a couple years
ago. Yeah, it was like March.
Like 2 years
no,
ago.
No, yeah. No, it was like 2 years yeah. ago, maybe.
So
there was a March, two
maybe
years ago.
Three, I don't know.
My entire house is LED, and when I'm not running the air conditioner, I'm like solid under $100 a month in California.
Fuck you.
It's awesome because, you know, even with, you know, like just two people in the house, it's like $80. But
yeah.
like with the amount of people I have in the house right now, it's like 120.
Yeah.
But still, that's great not running air conditioning. Air conditioning, of course, makes it shoot up. But
especially in this fucking town.
Oh, God, Bakersfield.
I have a cooler now. We just recently installed it, and I try not to run our air conditioner. We actually haven't really run it all that much, and it's my bill is half of what it normally is.
An evaporative cooler?
Yeah.
They're the worst. I hate
they
them.
Are, but...
I grew up with one in our house, and we could afford it. Like my parents had pretty good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, we had a house fire, and the insurance company was like, you know what? We're going to pay you out enough to get an air conditioner and a heater. And my dad was just like, okay, no thank you. And he still put the evaporative cooler in, and I still hate my father to this day.
You know, if you're going to have an evaporative cooler, we're actually in one of the best areas, like geographically.
Because
it works really well here. I mean, you couldn't do it in Missouri. It wouldn't work well in Missouri. You just have essentially a fan because it's so fucking wet there anyway. That
yeah, but fuck Missouri and everyone in there.
Indeed. Indeed. They
yes.
don't deserve evaporative
Show me
coolers.
State.
God bless America.
I'll show you something, Missouri. My butt.
Somebody fucking explain the St. Louis Arch. It's just a fucking arch. That is like the worst. It's like somebody took the Washington Monument and just went like, bleh.
It's like they're halfway to McDonald's.
Does McDonald's know this? They could half sue them.
I thought it was supposed to be like a gateway or something.
It is.
A gateway.
A way to bring it back to reality.
Maybe. I'm sorry. That's what I thought it was.
Gateway to being lame.
Do you go inside the arch? Like, is there like
I've
stairs?
I've never been there, bro. Never been there.
Well, you seem to know more than I do.
I've never.
I just know. That's what I assumed because I remember, I don't know, a documentary or something. I don't know.
I've never been there because I hate inland states.
Well, I can tell that you don't like Missouri.
I don't like Missouri or people from Missouri.
Wait a minute. I thought it was Philadelphia.
Okay. I'm a little racist, all right?
I mean, what about Kansas?
I'm okay with Kansas. Kansas is cool.
What's another state barbecue. Bordering? Just Oklahoma? That's near there.
Oh, I like Oklahoma.
Where
yeah,
the
Arkansas,
wind
yeah.
comes sweeping down the plains?
Yeah.
Do it, Matt. Sing the whole thing.
I'm cool. Oh, I'm cool with all those states, but for some reason, Missouri just pisses me off.
That's so weird. I've been to
I believe
Missouri.
It's Missouri.
Missouri.
That's yeah, that pisses me off, too.
It's a very uncomfortable state.
It's got sour in the word.
What?
Missouri.
Missouri. Missouri. Yeah. Sour. Yeah. And it's got miss. It's like miss sour.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are taking it to a place it doesn't need to go. So why don't we move on to your topic?
I wanted to talk about the cinematic masterpiece, The Thing.
Thank you.
Is that the life story of Benjamin J. Grimm?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
As portrayed by the Shield's own Mr.
Chiklis.
Chiklis. No thanks. That's just my name. I don't actually like gum that's small.
Oh, that's gonna be confusing for him when he goes to TJ. They're like,
Chiklis. He's like, that's me. Have you got a car?
You want an autograph?
No. What is it? What is?
Why are all these kids asking for my autograph?
I was
to be
the
commish.
You know what? I was the thing when it was actually not a bad movie.
I showed my butt.
Oh my God! You tell him you thought the first Fantastic Four was good.
Well, I mean,
in comparison,
no.
Like, it's like somebody lays down next to you a stale, like, apple pie.
No, it's
and a shit pie, and they're which one would you want to have? Do you want to have the shit pie or the stale?
No, this is what it's like. Armenian genocide versus the Jewish genocide. That's what it's like. The Armenian genocide, only 7 million.
If that's the choice, I wouldn't watch a movie.
No, it's like
or I'd watch Schindler's List, because it's the same thing.
It's like having a bowl full of splooge shit. Or fucking like a pus. Like which one do you think is the least? This is gonna be the least.
I'm
like,
a Roger Corman.
Up.
I'm so grossed out right now. I can't remember what the fuck we were talking about.
Talking about the Fantastic Four. They all sucked.
I'm pro Roger Corman.
Right.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, did that actually get released? I heard that was an Ashcan movie.
Yeah, it was, but I watched it, and Sue Storm had big boobs. And
well,
that,
duh,
huge
there
boobs.
You go. It's both her and, invisible and visible boobs.
And in the comic book, she has huge boobs.
Yeah.
And Jessica
Everybody has huge boobs.
And Jessica Alba has big boobs, yeah. Okay boobs, but they're not huge boobs.
See, I thought the whole Jessica Alba was such
that pissed me off,
cast.
Too.
She's like, I'm a mutant now.
Well, it's so upsetting because, like, yeah, okay, look, she was great, and what was the I don't even remember.
What?
The
she was
show.
The she was great.
She was
in
great.
The,
no, the
in
TV
Flipper?
Show. The TV show.
Oh,
that was
Dark Angel.
Dark Angel was a fantastic TV show,
yeah.
And I think it was around the same time.
She was also in
they were
Flipper.
Trying to capitalize that with Crocodile Dundee.
What?
No, wasn't he in the Flipper movie?
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah, Alex Holguin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was in the Flipper movie, but so was Jessica Alba.
Well.
She
well,
was
it's okay then. If
fine.
Crocodile Dundee was
it. What does this have to do with The Thing?
All right, so The Thing by John Carpenter.
Which I love.
Alex Holguin, Almost an Angel. Has anyone ever seen that?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was a good movie.
It was.
That was a good
yeah.
movie.
He did not turn it into a thing
it was
from
a,
outer
you know
space.
What I loved? It was a positive movie.
Yeah.
And it dealt with
God. I just like how he had the remote control to let himself out of the prison. Because he was, remember that? When I was a kid, I was like, someday I'm going
to
build stuff
I love
like
it
that.
When he dressed up as Rod Stewart. And try to rob a bank for some reason. When the two ladies come to scooch over to get his autograph, I was dying.
You remember this movie far better
dude,
than
I do. Dude, listen, this is what I do. This is movies
you
is
watch
what I do.
Obscure
you watch
movies.
Alex Holguin movies?
I watch movies all day, all night. I
wait,
probably
let's
masturbate more, way more than I should.
What
yeah.
does that have to do with watching the movies?
Well,
is
I
that
masturbate
like
in between.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes
right.
I like,
it's like
I've
an
already
intermission.
I don't like this part of the movie. I'm just going to jerk one off real quick.
Like,
and then
do you
back.
Sing the intermission song when you jerk off? It's like, let's go out to the lobby. Ooh, let's go.
Let's go spray some monsters on my wife's hair. Anyway, seriously,
so
what's your question here with The Thing?
Well, okay. So The Thing is a movie about they find an alien in the ice, or rather they find it's the U.S. Antarctic mission.
Paul Hogan, not Alex Hogan.
Okay,
Paul
my
Hogan.
Bad. Paul Hogan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was bugging me because I knew it wasn't Alex Hogan. It was Paul Hogan.
So, yeah. So, these dudes living in Antarctica, they run across a camp of, what, Norwegians.
No, they don't run across the camp. They find a bunch of Norwegians are chasing a dog.
Right, right. They're shooting at him. And
shooting
then
at him.
They crash the helicopter.
And then, no, they crash the helicopter after they like these people
right,
like
right.
let
they
the dog
back.
Go, but
yeah.
they're saying it in Norwegian, so they're like I ain't saying these people are like what's
right.
going on? It's just a
it's
dog,
like,
bro.
It's Blitzkrieg.
It's his little dog.
Right.
Alone. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they die.
So they die. Then turns out the dog was an alien and starts trying to take over everybody. But anyway, so if you've seen this movie, there's a little bit of like sort of gray area at the end.
Oh,
so
okay.
Norway,
so
they go to Antarctica, and it's like Norway's not bad enough, so they have to go somewhere else that's shitty.
You know,
well,
I think they were like, you know,
facility.
Guys, we got this because we're from Norway.
You know, my girlfriend went to Norway like, for like weeks, and she's like, it's so desolate and everything.
Did
so
she
expensive.
Come back as your girlfriend, or maybe
oh
it was the thing?
Oh my god, no! Well, she it was before.
We should
I knew
do the
her.
Test. That's like one of the best freaking scenes in the movie when he does the where he draws everybody's
oh
blood.
Oh my god!
And they heat
I
up the coil,
scene.
And then he like touches it to the thing. Like I want to be in that
Kirk
situation.
Douglas is being oh my god, Kurt Russell's best role ever.
Yeah, I love it every time you see that like the echo of that in another film where they like kind of do that same little setup like. Well, not film, but like Rick and Morty. I don't know if you watched
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
oh,
it.
I love that.
The,
I'm waiting for the new season. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm dying. But the when they have all the imaginary people that are the parasites, and so they have the essentially they have that same scene, you know,
yeah.
where it's like the thing, except like, I don't remember you. I don't remember you. And they start fucking killing each other.
So wait, what's your question about the end?
So at the end, MacReady's sitting there with Keith David's character, right? And there's a little bit of like controversy. Well, not controversy, but like people have said or speculated that clearly it's Keith David's character is the thing because when they're breathing, he's not hazing out his he's not getting the vapor.
No, he doesn't
out.
Have yeah. Isn't you don't see his breath.
Right.
No, he dude.
So
the
how
end
do
of
you
that,
think it ended? What ended? They
at
both
the
just
end, dude,
death?
They both realize that they're about to fucking die.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like,
but you don't think it's possible that Noyles? No, what's his name? Niles. I can't remember
his is it Giles?
Keith David Giles?
Yeah,
Giles. Keith David's character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The black dude.
Keith David.
Yeah, okay. He's a
dude,
he's a black male, right?
Goddamn living legend. Don't you fucking sass on Keith David.
I'm not sassing. I'm
fucking
just
saying. Men at Work, Keith yeah. David.
Yo, Pippin. All right. I've probably watched that movie more
Saints
times than
Row
you have.
3, the video game, oh, okay. And 4, Keith David. Fantastic.
Okay, listen. He also did the voice of Spawn. He's done a lot of great things, but he's still a
he's
black
the voice
dude.
Of Spawn?
Yeah, in the HBO series. Thank you. Anyway, I'm
oh,
just
that was a good series, yeah.
I'm just saying. Listen, he's still a black dude.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm
like,
a white
like,
dude.
Not the one thing
I'm not
going like, to
say anything.
Identifies by. He doesn't like, hi, I'm Keith David, the black dude.
For the
dude.
Love of fuck.
I mean, do you introduce yourself as like, hi, I'm Matt, the white guy?
No, but when I'm at work, I'll be like, hey, was he a white boy, a black dude, a Hispanic guy?
And you know what I would say back to that? I'm like, I don't think that really necessarily defines them.
Well, then how are you going to describe somebody to me, motherfucker? If I've never seen somebody before, or you're going to be like, hey, you know, his pigment's a little darker.
You know, the yeah, how do you know what gender he identifies
I
as?
I tell you what or? I do is I tie up everybody in a room, and I get my flamethrower out.
Fair enough.
And we draw a little bit of blood. So anyway, okay, so have you seen the prequel? The one
no,
originally?
But you guys were talking about it, yeah, and it seems intriguing.
It's
now.
It's
I gotta
so
watch it.
You know, I don't know why it got such bad reviews. The only reason I could surmise...
It wasn't the original?
No. It's just because a lot of people who love the original didn't go to see the prequel.
Well, I think people were... I think that a lot of people were upset because they didn't do a lot of practical effects. It was a lot of CGI, and so I think that people responded... kind of to that.
Dude, those effects were fucking sick back in the day. Dude, yeah. I could still, I mean.
Oh, back in the day, all that shit stands up. The scene where the their
tentacles come out of the head.
Well, or the tentacles come out of the head, or like when the dude's giving him the old dude the chest compressions and
yeah.
like fucking like attacks him.
Opens
or when the
chest.
Head like falls off and turns into a spider.
Yeah.
All that shit stands up.
No, it's awesome too. But I mean, dude, I could give a shit, you know, I mean, at this point, you know, you already know what's going to happen.
Right.
So you're at this point just going for the story.
Yeah.
So
no, it was good. I think they succeeded, and I think they had some good had a good cast. I mean,
good cast, dude. I like the way they.
I can't name
they
any of
the
them.
Teeth. The teeth thing that they did in that,
yeah,
I thought
was
interesting.
Clever. That was clever.
Where like, oh, I have veneer. You know, I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Do you remember the video game that they had for the thing?
Okay, you talking about the 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you actually had like trust meters with
yes.
people, like
yes.
you can't trust him, and I was like, oh my god, what am I gonna do?
Oh my god! I think he's the thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about Benjamin J. Grimm.
No, it was not the Fantastic.
No,
about Kurt
time.
Russell and being awesome and having
yeah.
a beard.
No, Michael Chiklis. Yeah.
And even like that's one thing that it always did kill me. He had that one watchtower area for no reason, mm-hmm. like. He was
oh, this
is
MacReady's
guy.
Room. Yeah.
This is MacReady's room. It's away from our rooms. It's really far. It's up
he
on
was
top
the helicopter pilot, right?
He was the yeah. helicopter pilot. He also gets beaten by like I don't know if you remember the computer beats him at chess, and then he just pours his booze on the computer, and it's like, well, there goes all
yeah,
that
can't
fun.
Run the fucking Radio Shack. What if I liked playing yeah. the fucking computer, MacReady?
Yo, MacReady.
What about my trash 80?
No one ever is bothered by in that spectrum. Movie though. Is no. Like how small? Like remember the guy who the diabetic guy who built the little ship at the bottom? You know, like they like.
Oh yeah, no, they the oatmeal dude. Is that what you're
oatmeal,
talking about?
Yeah, what's his name?
Brimley. Well,
yeah.
For Brimley, yeah.
And it just like
he was
no
the
like MacReady goes down there and he's building the spaceship and he's like, oh, have you thought about joining the firm? And there's like, what the fuck, dude? That's
no,
the wrong movie.
What are you? Oh God! I was like, so what the fuck are you talking about? I don't remember that shit.
Can't go against the firm, MacReady.
Yeah. No, but,
that's
like, how tiny was that fucking ship?
Well,
you know, it
wasn't changed to anything.
I know, but at the same time, I was like, you know, tub of stuff ain't going to get in there. Like, what is he going to, like,
well,
bleed onto the chair?
Well, first he's going to eat a lot of oatmeal. And yeah. Then, or, yeah, maybe he turns in. Maybe he's like Odo from, like, Deep Space Nine, and it's a bucket, and he just sort of, like, pours himself into the bucket.
Oh, my God. I actually know the reference. And I want to argue with you, but I won't because I don't want to seem like a nerd on this, so.
All right, so if that's the case, maybe the Dominion is really the true culprits of who is the bad guy in the thing.
Oh, my God, it's a Star Trek crossover.
Oh, never thought about
actually,
that, did you?
It's a Deep Space Nine crossover, but
that's Star
it's
Trek?
Part of the problem. It's part of the same realm, yeah. But they have a different name.
I'll just wait for Disney to
okay.
buy it all and then make it in
know,
the same universe.
Let's just
point.
Clarify, okay?
Disney, quick, buy all that property.
You know, speaking of clarifying, black guy, white guy, you know what I'm saying?
fucking
I don't
Amazon.
Really think that defines someone as a person. I think that
really
so
it gives me it gives me a pretty good idea of who I'm looking for.
You wear a lot of so much black more. Though, Matt, and I always describe you
I
as
know,
a black
yeah.
guy.
I mean, if I were to describe you, you're pretty much 75% black.
Okay. Well, here's what I would say. If somebody would be like, "Hey, have you seen Beezer?" Like, I have never met this man in my life.
Although,
what does he look like?
That's
Beezer is a good black
okay.
guy name.
Okay. And yeah. I'd be like, well, he's really tall. He's a white guy, wears glasses, kind of
so
balding.
You would fucking sell me out like a motherfucking snitch.
Snitches good.
You know what I would say if somebody has
you
have
mean
you
I'm
seen
not
Matt?
Black?
I'd be like, I don't know who that is.
If I had told somebody to look for you, how about that? In that
snitches.
Manner,
snitches get
I'd
stitches,
be like,
Matt.
I've never met that motherfucker and he hasn't called me in 2 years. Like, ooh, what do you do now, cops?
Oh, okay, I didn't say cops in my scenario, so I don't know where you're getting.
You know
this
what?
From.
You didn't give me a lot of information, so I sort of
see
built
what
up
I'm saying. So information is
in my
key.
Head.
Information is key. Ironing down those little fucking facts, right?
I imagine so.
Okay, so one more thing about Keith David.
Oh my god!
So since we're talking about Keith David, or rather, I am. I also watched. They Live recently.
Oh my god!
So I love
Roddy
that movie.
Roddy Piper.
I love Roddy Piper. I love every little bit of that.
Have you ever heard of his?
Except
like
when he does, they have that wrestling match in the
but
alleyway.
Why? Yeah, that didn't make any sense. Like,
because
why?
They, so they could show his moves. So they, all the cat, all
there's
the fans,
no moves though.
No, he does his fucking. Does I forgot the name of his fucking move, but he did that whole little. Dude, I cheered when I saw it as a kid.
I watched the fight scene and I was like, this just not only does it seem egregious, it just seems like really boring. I mean,
just goes to show you how much you care about your wrestling people.
Do you remember the days of video stores though? And like, you remember like you go to the video store and like you go in wanting to watch one movie and then like you go ask the video clerk, is do you have this? And they're like, yeah, but it's out. And you're like,
you know, this was only like a year or two ago. You guys are acting like it's been 15.
No. There hasn't been a video store around in quite some time.
Yeah, like 2 years.
No.
Where do you rent videos?
I used to rent them from Blockbuster.
Blockbuster's been gone for like
2 years.
Like a decade.
You were going to that Blockbuster. Matt was keeping the Blockbuster. Like, hey, Matt. They're like, hey, Matt. Good to see you, Matt. It's so good to see you. They're like all excited. Hey, guys, it's Matt Fredrickson.
No, dude,
hey, guys.
On the east side, that's
hey, Matt, we
does.
Made a life-size cardboard cutout of you because we just love you so much.
Yeah. No,
it's also
dude,
his accountant, by the way, who runs the Blockbuster.
Dude, they were slowly closing stores, but yeah, they still had video stores. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, you're talking about like videotape? We're talking like VCR?
Verbal Jimmy Roger.
Yeah. No, if we're talking that.
Because I took that acronym. VCR now means
verbal
creepy
Roger. It really does because he's very verbal.
I took that.
And Roger. But, I mean, I remember going to get, like, I remember my dad and mom got a Betamax.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When everybody was VCR.
Yeah, I had a Betamax.
When everybody was VCR. And it'd be like, oh, hey, I can watch this movie. Oh, no, you have to go to the small section over there.
Yeah. And when I was growing up,
Betamax people belong.
In Wasco, there was two rooms. There was a VHS room and there was the Betamax room, and it was much smaller.
Yeah.
I remember walking.
You know what
the
I told the clerk?
Section.
I would actually tell the clerk when she says like VHS or Betamax, I would say I don't really think that defines me as a person. And
I have a Betamax player, but I identify as a VHS player.
I support that. I really do. I think
you're
that,
fucking full of shit.
Do you remember the HD DVD though versus Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like.
And the Xbox really shit the bet on that one. Mm. Because it was like, oh hey,
fucking Xbox
you
in there. shit the bet. This is embarrassing, man. Oh,
yeah, I mean, there's like
I'm
Xbox
like
was
five.
Like, hey guys, we're gonna back the best new format of high quality video. It's called HD.
Well, that's Sony's strategy though. They come up with format,
yeah.
Like because they did memory sticks versus SD. They lost on that one.
Totally.
They did what's another one? Mini disc versus MP3 player. They lost that one.
Right.
But they did Blu-ray versus HD and they won.
That was the one they got.
Yeah,
they're
just.
I think it was because the DRM on it was tight.
Well, they won CD.
Yeah.
So they did that with Philips, and so they're like, oh, this is very good, and we make a lot of money off of this.
No, is he racist for doing the...
No, I'm part Chinese.
No,
I can
dude,
do
that's
that.
What they sound like.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a bigger boy.
Why am I a big boy?
I don't know. I was just doing Tojo.
Because you're large like a Godzilla.
Godzilla.
It could be that I am sitting down and this is some sort of forced perspective, but I'm not sure.
And I'm racist for saying black guy.
Yeah.
Dude,
nah.
I don't think black that defines guy. Me as an individual.
You're not a black guy. It doesn't define you at all.
But I'm right. Did that mean I won? Oh, shit.
All right. Well, I'm leaving. This has been a fun moment. I'm sorry. You guys were talking about the HD and the Blu-rays.
Yeah.
No, but see, that was the gamble. And they're willing to take it because they'll invest all this money into this technology. And if they win one, then they fucking will just rake it in. Because they're every fucking Blu-ray that goes out, they're making a penny off of that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever amount that they're making for the proprietary technology. They sell, like, if you want to make a Blu-ray player, you have to buy what's called, like, the purple book, or I forget what it's called, and you have to buy the standard to make it and understand the technology from them, and it's, like, millions
Wouldn't
of
that
dollars.
Be the same of any technology, though?
No, not necessarily.
Well, you have to know the technology. You
right,
have to know
so
the technology.
You know, I mean, a great example of that in another direction is the Roller Coaster Tycoon game, you know, the video game. All right, so the dude who wrote that, he actually wrote the majority of the code for that in just straight machine code, which means he didn't use a language interpreter, which means he didn't have to pay for the rights to use somebody else's language, like C or something like
or
that.
Or Delphi or whatever.
Right, exactly. And so he saved so much money on it. Like, the dude, like, made, like, millions of dollars. And nobody makes money on video games. I mean, not individually. It's not like, you know, they're striking it rich when they hit a big game.
You know, I mean, it's, I mean, because Roller
Coaster
is made
a whole lot of
money. Lame-ass game.
So he didn't need an
assembler. Dude, it was, like, a big game.
So he didn't need an assembler or anything like that. So
he just wrote it right.
I didn't know that. That's actually interesting for someone like me, because, like, I'm not.
But the reason he did it, though, is because I don't know if you ever played the game, but it's a simulator and it has to simulate a lot of individuals. And
well,
so
yeah,
it has
to do also velocities and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, the physics of the rides, but it simulates each individual visitor to the park and like in some small way. But each individual visitor, that's a data point, and for it to like do all these data points, it would have like actually slowed way down if it had to use some sort of interpreted language. And so he just wrote it straight to machine code, and it just ran.
That's impressive though, because
way to go,
very few programmers can do that still. Yeah.
Badass.
Well, I remember when I went through like tech school for, you know, learning electronics, they had us learn the opcode to a 486 because that was like our introduction. And now I'm talking to like people that are engineers and they're like going through engineering school, you know, they're going through EE, and they're not learning that shit. They're not learning. I mean, they might learn C.
It's like a specialist. It's like you wouldn't go into a doctor and start like learning like the intricacies of like, you know, the you know, the smaller intestines.
Right.
You start out as a specialist, or you start as like a generalist, and then you would specialize. Like, I don't think, you know, that micro architecture, you'd have to like say like, yeah, I think I want to build CPUs. So
yeah, but I remember taking a test and I had to like know the op code for like a 486, and it was like insane, and just so I could pass my school in the military. And then we didn't even work on anything that used that architecture. They were all like Z80 chips and shit like that, Zilog and stuff like that, and what we were working for. But it built the
laughing at, like,
well, because like you train,
I don't know how you guys
for
are my friends right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's right. You guys keep talking way above my head. That's great.
Oh,
keep throwing your initials out there. CPUs and your GCIs
or
whatever the fuck.
Sometimes
BVDs.
Old equipment, you know, is relevant for a long time though. Like, what is the McLaren car that like the
McLaren
car they made?
They
made in the 90s that the only thing that can operate or that can work on its electronics is this like old like, you know,
IBM mainframe.
Right. Well, no, it's this old laptop that runs like Windows, like, you know.
Oh yeah,
G98 or some shit like that. And,
so
like,
I've talked to you in the past. I used to do like computers, like, you know, 486s and shit like that in the in like the late 90s, and like, you know, I did like semi like pseudo IT stuff in the 90s, and then when I joined the Navy, one of the systems that they used to simulate signals was a 486 processor, and I had a system that did that and it broke. And they were like, we no longer support it. Nobody knows how to fix it.
Like, and Superman!
Yeah, and I jumped in there, and that's actually what I won an award for that's sitting over there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I was 2 years into the military, and I got what's called a Navy Achievement Medal. And so I got a medal for, like, knowing how to work on some antiquated fucking computer system. Because, you know, I got in the training, but I actually listened when I was in school. But then also, I'd done it when I was a civilian. So it was like one of those things, though, I had this esoteric knowledge that is useless now So useless.
Dude, you got to ditch that Pikachu story and you got to go with the saving the Navy
story.
Keep the Pikachu story. No, no, you got to ditch it and go with it. But you need to Brian Williams that shit and add like a couple of more RPGs.
Oh, and some helicopters?
Yeah. It could be like, yeah. You know, they needed this piece of equipment and only I knew how to repair it. And RPGs!
More initials. I love this game.
I shot an RPG. It was fun.
Oh, God. All right. I got to go take a leak, guys.
Okay. So that was.
Don't you mean a PIS? What?
You got me, you
He's
gonna
be masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
All right, so
that's gonna go masturbate.
Masturbate. Hopefully, I won't drop my phone in the water.
He's gonna masturbate.
That means I'm masturbating to a
last word. Last word.